Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
One person is dead, nine more hurt after a fire in the Bronx last night. This broke out around 9:30 p.m. in the fifth story of a building on Jessup Place in the Mount Eden section. A civilian died, six were hurt, and three firefighters injured as well. Now, police say the victim was an 85-year-old man, his name not yet released. A 70-year-old woman and a 45-year-old man are in the hospital in stable condition. One of the other civilians was seriously hurt. The rest and the three firefighters had minor injuries. Fire brought under control just before 11 p.m. The fire marshal is investigating. No word so far on a cause. A pedestrian is critical, two more hurt after a driver plowed into them and two parked cars, possibly trying to get away from a police car stop in the Bronx. This happened just before 10 p.m. at the Bruckner and Hunts Point Avenue. Police say a 28-year-old in a 04 Honda Civic slammed into three men just before the police car stop. 33-year-old man critically injured. A 31-year-old and 40-year-old stable at local hospitals. The driver hit two parked cars and finally came to a stop. He is in custody with charges pending. Police are still determining if he was trying to get away from the car stop. Well, the city budget deal is done. Mayor Adams and City Council Speaker Adrian Adams announced the handshake yesterday on a $116 billion plan.
This has been, in my opinion, the easiest budget that we had to pass because we knew what we expected from each other and what we needed to deliver, and we were able to accomplish that.
Package includes a move toward free child care.
It became a key issue in the mayoral primary, with child care costs the leading driver of the city's affordability crisis. Kellen Calder with the advocacy group New Yorkers United for Child Care wrote an op-ed with the city council speaker who proposed creating 3,500 free child care seats for children under three.
It's a pilot program, but it's a start. It's more than we had before.
This deal sets aside $10 million for free child care for children ages two and younger.
So where the federal government might be in the process of redoing the budget in a way that's unfriendly for parents and children at Head Start, the city is showing its strength and belief in listening to us.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also on the budget front, New Jersey lawmakers are almost there, taking the first step last night to approving a record $58.8 billion budget. Committees pushed it through. It goes to the full Senate and Assembly on Monday. Today is Pride Parade Day, and while the NYPD will be watching over the event, for the fifth year in a row, they are not welcome to march in uniform.
In conversations with parade organizers, Brian Downey of the Gay Officers Action League says they were told their visibility makes people uncomfortable. He says this is about exclusion.
The ones being asked to stay out of sight are us, the gay, the trans, the queer, and our allied officers who have risked everything to serve both this city and this community.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch can't believe it.
So many of our goal members are just as proud about being a cop as they are about being LGBTQ+.
She calls the decision deeply offensive. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Organizers say the gay officers are welcome to march, but not in full uniform with weapons. Today's big event is the Pride Run in Central Park, 44th annual edition. New York Roadrunner CEO Rob Simulcare tells 1010 Winds, very big deal.
This race started in 1980 when it was really very controversial to have an event like this.
The run steps off at the East Drive at 8 a.m. That wasn't just a fish. New York State Parks officials say a 20-year-old woman who was bitten in waist-deep water at Jones Beach this week had a run-in with a shark. George Gorman is regional director for New York State Parks. He tells 1010 Winds.
At first, we weren't sure what the bite was on site. We referred it to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and their marine biologists. In all likelihood, it was a sand tiger shark, a juvenile sand tiger shark. So it was a smaller fish that bit her.
Woman had minor lacerations to her leg and foot. She was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Parks officials scanned the area for sharks before reopening the beach. They remind folks to minimize the risk of shark interactions by avoiding seals and large schools of fish and stay in clear water where you can touch the bottom with your feet. Federal funding cuts could force the MTA to scale back planned improvements. State Controller's Office says the Trump administration attack on congestion pricing could force them to postpone projects or add debt. Controller Thomas DiNapoli in this new report says that state funds and congestion pricing are helping shore up the system, but losing that could be a big problem. Not your usual emotional support animal on Long Island.
Do you see what I see? Some pig.
Yeah, the Ganon family of Totenville is fighting to keep Lucy, a 15-year-old pygmy pig. Michael Ganon tells the Advance he rescued Lucy and she's now his emotional support animal, just like a dog or cat. An anonymous neighbor, though, called 311 and complained, and now the health department's informed them they have to either rehome Lucy or face thousands in fines. Keeping a pet pig's been banned for decades in the city, but health officials say they do not make good pets. They say there's no good rabies vaccine for them, they need space and companionship of other pigs, and, as they put it, pig manure is especially odorous. Now the family's hoping to get a waiver from the mayor. Former Mayor de Blasio did give another Staten Island porker, Wilbur, one in 2017.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.